Welcome back to Blotter Briefs, Teehee Briefs, a probably vain attempt on my part to style the Hydra head that is my true crime to-do list. Please forgive drilling and banging noises in the background. Briefs HQ, Teehee Briefs, is under construction at the moment, but let's forge ahead. Into my chambers, counselors, for... Netflix's supplementary podcast's discussion of Making a Murderer. Netflix drops a supplemental listen every couple of weeks via its podcast, You Can't Make This Up. This week's, unsurprisingly, concerned part two of the network's Making a Murderer, which I talked about on the main podcast this week with Eve Beatty. The crime, therefore, probably doesn't require me to go over it again, so I won't. If somehow you found yourself listening to this and have no idea what or whom Making a Murderer is about, today's brief isn't really for you, and you can go do something else, like make an inmate a quilt. The story. That quilt reference wasn't just me being a rando. We'll get back to it in a second. The You Can't Make This Up episode in question is a Hall of Fame roundtable hosted by Dan Taberski of Missing Richard Simmons and featuring David Rudolph, that's Michael Peterson's defense attorney, of The Staircase, and Phoebe Judge, who of course is the chief cook and bottle washer at Criminal. Excellent casting, as it were, but this episode does not entirely work, and here's why I think so. I liked Missing Richard Simmons. Taberski is an interesting storyteller. With those things said, I didn't find the criticisms he got for, quote, intruding on Simmons's privacy or mystery showing a podcast out of almost nothing were entirely unfair. And whatever you thought of that pod or of Taberski for making it, he is operating on a different tonal plane, in my opinion, both from the material he's asking Judge and Rudolph about and from Judge and Rudolph. There is nothing wrong with Taberski's narrative, quote, pitch. It just doesn't quite go. That is evident from the jump, when Taberski is sort of joking that Judge and Rudolph, who are recording in the same room as each other in Chapel Hill, can roll their eyes at him, and Judge and Rudolph are like, yeah, we can. And it continues to the end of the 34 minutes. Taberski cracks that he'll text them both while he's watching part two, and because they're pros, the other two do that kind of NPR chuckle. And it's not that Taberski's being disrespectful or anything, although in light of Judge's comments on this podcast about her approach to true crime reporting and the idea that a victim's family could be watching or listening, he can sound a little lightweight. It just doesn't match, like I said. But like I also said, Judge and Rudolph are pros. They've done this before, so you get some decent insights from Rudolph on the status of the, quote, science of the brain fingerprinting we saw Stephen Avery undergoing in part two, and how hard it was for Rudolph to watch what he calls the interrogation of Brendan Dassey. And when she's thrown a wobbly-ish softball about why people respond so strongly to Making a Murderer and its subjects to the point of making them quilts, which, Taberski interjects, is no joke, as he's a quilter and he knows how long that shtiz takes, Judge knows what's expected of her and delivers.
Well, there's a couple things to say about it. I mean, look what happened with Serial season one, right? This is, people want to pick a side and they want to be armchair detectives. And also the whole way in which Making a Murderer was produced paints both of these characters, Stephen and Brendan, in a very sympathetic light.
Yeah.
And so, of course, as you're watching this, as you're being presented with more and more evidence about how these men may have been framed, you are getting more and more enraged. We as human beings, this is what we like. We like stories like this because we like to feel things. We like to be able to pick a side. We like to be able to investigate things on our own. So there's no question that this elicited a gigantic response from people.
But it's not really worth a listen, despite the thoughtful comments you just heard and that I've mentioned. You Can't Make This Up generally seems to be positioning itself as a Talking Dead or Watch What Happens type of property, but that's not a one-size-fits-all proposition when it comes to Netflix originals. I think this episode was an intriguing idea that just doesn't quite work in the execution. A tonal mismatch between moderator and panel that on top of that needed to be actually a little longer in order to flesh out the differing perspectives that would be held by a defense attorney and a host/writer. But if you do decide to listen, that's You Can't Make This Up, and it's wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. Want my perspective on a book, pod, or series? You can email me at bunting@the-blotter.com or find me on social media at Blotter Presents on both Facebook and Twitter. And if you become a Patreon tipster, you'll get to listen to and select minisodes I don't send to Gen Pop. That page is patreon.com/blotterpresents. Thanks for listening to today's Blotter Brief. I'm your host, Sarah D. Bunting, and I'm always prepared to rule.